Okay, the Gemara here in Megillah Chaf Dalet and the Gemara Menachos Membeis say that if you cover the bias, the house of the tefillin, with gold, then they're not kosher. And Rashi discusses this, Toras Hashem Beficha. The Beis Yosef in Simin Lamed Beis and Hilchos Tefillin asks, what exactly is the psul? So what's the issue over here? So he explains that you made the batim out of leather and you covered them in gold. That's what the Beis Yosef learns, our Gemara over here. You have leather tefillin that you then plated in gold. And the issue is, ein habayis roa pnei ha'avir. It's not considered a kosher bias, a kosher house of the tefillin, if it's covered up with something else. So it's not a din in the gold. If you took anything and covered up the leather of the tefillin, it would be no good. And the other explanation is that once there's a tzipui, a covering on the kli, then it is mevatel what is underneath. And therefore it's like there's no leather at all. Once I take the gold and I surround it, the leather itself, then the gold becomes the main thing, and it is mevatel, it nullifies the leather. Those are the two explanations of what the issue is of the gold around the leather over here. Either it makes as if there's no leather, or the leather's not being seen outside. Rashi and Gemara Menachos says, Sipan Zahav Letfilin, Pesulos, Batim Datik, Shalor, Be'inan, Da'afiluk Shirason Einan. That the house is made out of leather, and it doesn't seem to be that it's kosher. So it's the tshuva of the Nodes of Yehuda. The Nodes of Yehuda, in Madur Tanyan and Orachaim and Simon Aleph, asks that if the Beis Yosef is correct, so why does Rashi say there's no ore, there's no leather, right? Rashi says we need ore, we need leather, and it's not there because it's covered in gold. But that's not what the Beis Yosef said. The Beis Yosef said there is leather there, there's just a problem that it's being covered. So rather, the Nodes of Yehuda has a fantastic chiddush. The Nodes of Yehuda explains that the Gemara doesn't mean, our Gemara here in Megillah, the Gemara Menachos, doesn't mean that there's no gold on top of the leather. Rather, the Gemara is talking about someone who made batim out of gold. That's not what we're not talking about leather covered with gold. We're talking golden tefillin with parchment inside. And Sipan Zahav means that the parshios are covered in gold. That's what it means, it's plated in gold. The parshios, the cloth, is plated with gold around it. Based on this, he allowed the minig of Sofrim to put a thick black coating on the batim. The minig of the Sofrim in the days of Yehuda was to take the leather and then put this very thick lacquer all around it to make it shiny and nice and clean looking. The questioner asked that maybe this is a tzipui, a covering that ruins the tefillin. It's not leather anymore, it's this thick lacquer on top. So the Nodes of Yehuda responds that the Gemara in Chagiga says that when you cover a kli, then the kli has the status of the covering. Right? When I cover the kli, then the kli takes on whatever the covering is. He answers that when it comes to the kelim, then the covering is the ikar. In the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, then the covering is the ikar. But with tefillin, the bias of the tefillin is always the ikar. When you look at a pair of tefillin, obviously the main thing is the tefillin, the leather. And the covering is just icing on the cake. And you can't be mevatlet. When it comes to a gold covering, because the gold is so chashuv, it's mevatel the tefillin. A regular covering on the tefillin is not enough to override the importance of the leather of the tefillin. But gold is very important, says the Nodes of Yehuda. And therefore, if I take gold and I cover it, that should be mevatel and ruin it. But the black coating on the tefillin is not chashuv enough to overpower the tefillin. In addition, more black paint on black piece of leather of tefillin isn't a covering, it's just more of the same thing, he says. And therefore, the Nodes of Yehuda allowed this thick black lacquer to cover the tefillin. Comes the Nishmas Adam, Rav Avram Danzig, who is the Talmud of the Nodes of Yehuda, and he writes in Nishmas Adam Yud Dalet Gimel, arguing with his Rebbe Nodes of Yehuda, and he makes the following points. He says that Rashi never meant that there was no leather, because the bias was made out of gold. Rashi meant that when there's a tzipui, when there's a covering on the leather, the bias, the leather is batel, it's nullified, and it's as if there was no bias at all. And we find in Kol HaTorah Kula that we follow the tzipui, meaning the ikar thing, the main thing is the covering that's on the kli. Although the Nodi Huda said that we only say that a covering, a tzipoy, is mevatel, what was underneath, when the tzipoy is chashiv, when it's a very important type of covering, we find no source in Chazal saying that the tzipoy must be chashiv in order to be mevatel what's underneath. That's a chiddush. That we has to be a very important covering to ruin the kli underneath. That's the chiddush of Nodi Huda. In fact, the Gemara Chiga says that even if something was very chashuv, a very important covering was covering, we still look at the covering itself. In all of Shas, he says the language of tzipoy means to coat something, not to make a bias on its own. How could you say that you made gold tefillin? It says, what does our Mishnah say? It says tzipan zav. Tzipan means to cover something, not to make something out of gold. The Nodi Huda wanted to say that the thick layer is a problem, but the thin layer is okay. But our Gemara says that even a very thin layer, he says, the Gemara Chagiga says that even a very thin layer can be mevatel the kli. And he's all these questions, what are you talking about? That the layer of lacquer is okay. The layer of lacquer should ruin the tefillin. And what are you talking about that gold tefillin are technically okay if you cover the leather with gold? It can't be, he says. So he concludes that the Mordechai, the Beis Yosef, the Rambam, the Sefer HaTruma all say that Sipui makes the batim invalid, and therefore it's unclear how the Nevi Huda can argue on those Rishonim. All the Rishonim seem to say, if you take tefillin and I put a thick black lacquer around them, they're no good. And he goes on to say that he peeled these batim and the entire layer peeled off in one piece. He says, if it would have come off and it would have crumbled, then maybe it's not such a chashuv covering. But it's all this one big thick of lacquer, and therefore he says it should ruin it. The entire layer comes off davuk yachad, it should be pasul. It doesn't matter if they're used as lacquer to make it nicer, because gold also doesn't work as well. It doesn't matter how beautiful you want to make it. You can't cover the tefillin batim with something thick. The hitter is to make tefillin the way the Torah says so, not what you think is beautiful. The beautiful tefillin are the way the Torah describes. And then he concludes, V'shalachti tshuva zu lagon bal beis meir. I sent this to the beis meir, and he sent back to me a tshuva that he wrote to Rabbi Akiva Eger. And Vakosev Shabarov Hadvarim Kavanti Ladato, he said, you were right in everything you said. Umamish Kosha Kasavti Beperish Abraisa, and the Rambam and the Mordechai was right. And he says, Vakasa Bezah Lashon, Av Shinidpas Pachuvas Nodi Behuda Vakasa Mehefach Lehefach, Einani Zaz Misfarati, I'm not going to change what I said. I'm right. Kitsipa Lo Shayach Elekashimatsapa is a Kli, that it's Sipui ruins the Kli, and therefore says Nishmas Adam, you can't have a thick covering on the tefillin bottom. The Hafla and the Givas Pinchas agrees in the Nodi Huda, as is the Mincha Shmuel and the Avnezer, but the Chalkas Yoav and the Keser Rosh of the Rav Chaim of Elazhin and the Dovid Misharim and the Shari Tshuva all filed the Nodi Huda as well. The Keses HaSofer, Rosh Shlomo Gansri, and the Mikdash Shema'at and the Malach HaShemayim, the Divrei Chaim, the Sanz Rav all agree with the Nishmas Adam that the lacquer on the bottom would be a problem. And the Mishavur writes the halacha in Lamed Beis Kuf Pei Hei, and the Aruch HaShulchan that the Nishmas Adam is correct. And if your tefillin have a thick black covering on them, a thick black lacquer, then the batim are no good. That's the halacha lemaisa. It happened to have become practical in the last few years because there's a discussion whether that applies to Ritzuos as well. Because they found that a number of Ritzuos have thick black plasticky coverings on them over the leather. There's been a big discussion about what's the status of these Ritzuos. Are they good? Are they not good? But we'll discuss batim tonight. We'll save Ritzuos for another time. How does this come now to Purim and the Megillah? So the end of the Megillah in Periches, it says that Mordechai went out in the king's clothing, and it says that he also had tefillin covered in gold. The Targum writes on the Pasuk, Tutafin de mikba'in bidahava, tefillin, tutafin, that are covered in gold. And the Gra seems to say the same thing, that Mordechai, when he went out dressed like the king, was wearing golden covered tefillin. And this is a big question. The Shulchan Aruch says that you could cover the batim of tefillin of gold, they're pasul. The Gemara in Megillah here, Rashi says that the pasuk says, Lamanti ataras Hashem b'ficha, that all the tefillin have to be made of kosher animals, not of gold. We discussed the Nodi Huda, that he says the Gemara means you can't make the batim out of gold, but if the gold plate is existing on the leather, then it's fine as long as the shin on the rosh can be seen, whatever it is. So the Machzik Bracha, the Chida, There in Orachaim Lam and Beis cites the Ritvin Gittin Memhei, who argues in the Notes of Yehuda and says that even plating the tefillin with gold makes them pasul, like the Mishmas Sadim said, and the Notes of Yehuda is not so pashut. In addition, many Achronim, including the Rebbe of Rizin and the Netziv, have Ha'aris on the Notes of Yehuda as well. Many Achronim argue, as we said. But again, we have a Tzarachian. We have a Tzarachian, the Machmir, because we have a Targum Yonas and Ben Uziel on the Megillah that seems to say that Mordechai went out with gold tefillin, gold around the tefillin. So we have a raya for the Notes of Yehuda, a tzarach and everybody else, and we see in the Megillah that Mordechai seemed to be wearing these gold-plated tefillin. According to the Notes of Yehuda, Mordechai's actions make sense. According to everybody else, it's a kasha on Mordechai's very questionable clothing. Okay, we'll stop here.